Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of October, 2022, Monday morning. I hope you're having a good week so far. Well, we're back up on YouTube, able to post videos and do live stream again after being stuck in the corner for a week because of something somebody said on our broadcast. So this will be on YouTube as well. I did send YouTube an email letting them know that I was very displeased with their censoring of people after me being on there for 11 years. Today, Mark is going to be reading for us. We're in our favorite passage, scriptural passages, and one of our very favorite passages, of course, is Ephesians chapter 1. As many of you know, I was personal friends with Richard Bennett, and he told me in an interview, I was doing an interview on my broadcast with Richard one time, and he told me that the first and second chapter of Ephesians, was what God used to bring him to salvation. And I can see why. You know, here he was a Catholic priest for 22 years, and he started studying Ephesians 1 and 2, and it turned him around. He came out of Rome, and he ministered for years and years. What a blessing. Well, this chapter is focused on the work of Christ in salvation, in election, in predestination, in adoption, in the will of God, not the will of man. In fact, it starts out by saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. By the will of God. And then he says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where grace is from. He then says that for God's elect, that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and that we have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and that we were predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, not our will, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the blood. Notice how it all stems from the work of Christ, in whom, meaning Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, had nothing to do with us. He made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. And then he talks about we've obtained an inheritance. We've obtained an inheritance. How did we obtain an inheritance? Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after counsel of his own will, not man's free will. Well, he says that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The exceeding power to us for who believe according to working of his mighty power. And then it talks about the fact that he rose Christ from the dead, and how he's seated in heavenly places at his own right hand, and that he's far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, and how he's put all things under his feet and given him to be the head of the church. This is a phenomenal chapter in Ephesians 1. If you get discouraged or down, just go to Ephesians 1 and read it. and it'll be a great encouragement. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him read the whole chapter again. And just as Mark reads through this, just listen to where the emphasis is placed upon. The emphasis all placed upon the work of Christ, not the work of man.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and the saints which are Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption assured by Jesus Christ himself, toward the good pleasure of his will. Praise the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted and beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time she might gather together one all things in Christ, but which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That we should be the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith, Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, mention of you in my prayers, to God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, we raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, this is tremendous comfort and assurance for God's elect. May you have a blessed day today.